This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
So let's now introduce the first guest today. And this guest will be of interest to lots of people, I'm sure, and it'll make our mouths water by telling us all about Weybridge Cake Off. So welcome to the studio, Jill.
Thanks very much.
Nice to see you. Now, it's back again this year, which means, obviously, that you've had it for several years before, have you?
No, we did it last year for the first time. So this is our second year.
And how did it go last year?
Last year it went very well. Everyone had to register with me, so we had about 45 cakes registered, and on the day we had 80. So it was
amazing.
Yeah, it was a really great day. It was lovely to get the community together.
I can't imagine seeing 80 cakes. Could you? Imagine?
Well, tasting them.
No, it would make me really, really hungry. I did have a look on the website, actually.
Yes, some lovely pictures, aren't they?
Beautiful cakes.
Yeah, amazing, actually.
What sort of cakes were entered then?
Well, we have three categories. So we have a celebration category, which this year is having a theme. So the theme for this year is Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
Lovely.
Then we have a family cake category, and then we have sort of small bakes, so cupcakes, muffins, tray bakes, that sort of thing. So, and two age categories as well. So it's open for children up to 12.
Brilliant.
And then teens to adults.
And what's the most popular category, or is that not the case?
Last year the family section was the most popular.
Oh, that's really
nice. Which was really nice.
Yeah, so the whole family.
Yeah.
Do they make one cake?
It's just sort of family bake. So
yes,
anybody
yeah.
can enter, and they just bring, you know, a cake that you would have as a family or a, you know, slightly more special than that maybe. But you
must be amazed at some of the designs.
Oh, incredible. Absolutely incredible. Yes, it was very good.
Because I'm not a cake maker. Are you, Alison? I'm not really very good at baking.
Well, I try to have healthy food, and often cakes, they're sort of renowned for being full of sugar and icing. It's got all this icing sugar in. But I know you can actually use other ingredients now,
which make it
naturally sweet without. So I would try and sort of use something a bit different. And you can actually put a lot of things like vegetables in cakes, which years ago you'd have sort of pulled a face on, but they actually do sweeten it up a bit, don't they?
Yes, they do, actually. Yes, a lot of people use, well, carrots, obviously, courgettes.
Beetroot.
Yes, absolutely.
Vegan, isn't it?
So they're sort of changing their image a little bit, I think, aren't they? That it's not always thought of as something that you just treated yourself to one day, you know. And
I love baking, but I think baking is an art, isn't it? Because whenever I bake a cake, they don't seem to come out. There's no consistency. I love cooking, but I think that these people that bake, they really do put a lot of.
Yes, I think they do.
Yes.
And I mean, our celebration cakes were, you know, just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Can you remember? I know it was a year ago, but can you remember any of them particularly?
We had one that was a replica of a local bus. We had one that was just based on Weybridge, so lots of scenes of Weybridge on it.
Yeah.
And we had some that, you know, we're just decorated with beautiful flowers and, just all sorts,
some
really.
Some people are so clever, aren't
they? Very clever, yes.
And, of course, with the bake-off being on TV.
Yes.
It's your twist, the cake-off.
Yes.
So whose idea was it then?
Well, we just, we have a market, essentially, and we try to run an event alongside it because it brings people into the town to the market. And we just decided that it is popular. I mean, this area is, you know, apparently big on baking. So we decided that that's what we would, you know, just give it a whirl and see how it went. And because it was so popular last year, we decided we'll do it again.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think it has become more popular because there are so many baking and cooking programmes on the television
these days? I think probably, yes. I think people are more, because of that, more into it. Yes.
I mean, it's amazing how children can actually do cooking and things now.
Yes.
What's the youngest person you've had enter?
last year it must have been about 6 or 8. And in fact, it was a young lady that won our Best in Show.
When you say overall, young lady, how
well, she
young
must have
young.
Been about 10, I guess.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah, she made an amazing cake, and she was chosen by Ruth Langsford, who was our one of our judges. She chose the best in show cake, and that was the one that won. So
that's amazing, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, good for her. So yes. She might be one of our bakers in the future. We might see her on the television.
Yes, you never know.
Do they actually teach baking in school now for young children or not?
Do they?
I think they do.
Yeah, they do. I think they do. I know they do at senior school, but I'm sure they do it as a...
Yeah, they did in our sons, junior and senior.
Right.
Not regularly.
Yes.
Regularly enough to give them a taste for it.
Yes.
So how do you choose who the judges are going to be? Have they got expertise in cakes and making them and things?
Some of them do. We try to keep our judges local. So we had two of the guys from local baking companies. So we've got Chris from Backman's, and we had Jonathan Woodgate from Simply Cakes. So we had those as they were judging the celebration cake category. And then our other judges came from Gemma, who works at owns the kitchen shop in Weybridge. And then somebody from Waitrose, and this year we've got two people coming from Morrison's, one from the bakery department and the store manager there. So
do they actually have expertise in baking themselves?
Yes, not all of them. I think Gemma does, and definitely Chris and Jonathan, obviously that's their business. So
and how many judges do you tend to have then?
We had six. And we've got six again this year.
So if they're tasting 80 different cakes, how do they manage to do that?
Well, we allocate two judges to each section, so they don't have to taste all 80. So they just taste the ones in their little section.
Have you got people lining up? Audition to be a cake taster.
Yes, I think we have a bit of a list.
You might have Alison and I at the end of the queue, I think.
Yes.
So are they actually looking for the taste of the cake, or is it what it looks like?
Cause it was both, actually. We give them a scoring sheet. Chris Backman actually does this sometimes professionally as a judge. So he was our chief advisor. So they're tested on taste and the way they look and, how they're presented.
So which is the most important, do you think? Because, I mean, people looking at the winners are only going to see what it looks like. They're not going to know what it tastes like, are they?
So no, they're not.
How does that work exactly?
Well, I mean, they obviously taste them all and they can see them all. So I think, they sort of give marks for each... Each thing, so then the cakes get an overall score.
So when you're actually tasting something, though, do you have to sort of rinse your mouth out after every one? Because you might have a little bit of the previous one when you taste the next one.
Yes. I think that's a good idea.
I think that's a very good idea, because you sort of think, this tastes really nice, but it could be that the remains of the other one, couldn't
it? Yes, that's very true, yes. Well, they're all provided with water, so
good.
They can do that.
If it was champagne, even better.
Well, yes, that's very true.
So, obviously, each year, this is your second year, but you have a chosen charity.
Yes, we do.
So who is the charity this year?
This year we've chosen Elmridge Community Link, who work with young adults and adults, and they provide sort of recreational classes for those people to go to.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, so they're quite local. They work in Molesey, Walton, Weybridge area.
Yeah.
So
they must be very pleased.
Yes, they are very pleased. Yes. So all the cakes that are donated that people don't want to take home with them, we'll sell them, and the proceeds from that will go to the charity.
Oh, great! So if you're not in the tasting, you can actually be in the
go and buy them.
Afterwards.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So how much did you raise last year from the
cake-off? We raised about £200-300 last year.
Gosh.
Yeah, which is, it's not bad.
How do you know how much to price them for, though?
Oh, we just priced them. I think it was about £1 a slice or something like that. Mm-hmm. So
I suppose you don't really mind, A, when it's going to charity, and B,
exactly,
when it's one that's won something, because you want to know what it tastes like, don't
exactly.
you?
I think I'd want to buy the whole cake. Do you sell the whole cake
Yes, you can buy the whole cake as well. Yes.
Yeah, I definitely have to come along and look at that.
Yeah, no, they were amazing last year.
People are so proud, aren't they, of their cake making skills?
Yes.
And they should be too, because then it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. Mm. No, and I think sometimes it's nice to sort of, semi fun, semi sort of, serious. to have it sort of judged and potentially win something.
So does everyone have to enrol beforehand, or can you just bring them along on
you
the day?
You can bring them along on the day. It's quite helpful if they're registered with me beforehand, so as we have an idea of how many gazebos, tables, etc. That we need. Yes.
And how do they get an entry form for it?
All the details are on the website, and my email is also on the website, and the entry form is also there, so they can just print that off and bring it on the day.
What's the website? Can you read out the website?
Yes, it's www.allaboutweybridge.co.uk/cakeoff.
Cake-off, right. It's a good idea having a different name to it in a way, isn't it?
Yes, slightly different
name. Because it's very similar to Bake-off.
Yes.
But
yes,
it's got its own individuality.
Yes, it has, yes.
So I noticed the lady who won Bake-off, I think it was last year, she said that she actually started baking at 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I just thought that is amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
That after all those years.
Yes.
And it must have been an influence from her family, I would have thought. But I can remember when my children were 4 years old, it was quite difficult because you had to have ovens and things like that, and you were frightened you were going to burn them at four years old, because often they don't realise the dangers that are around, or even just a food mixer or something if they put their hands in.
Yes, yes.
So
it's
great to encourage them. My son, he's nearly 13, he still loves cooking with me.
Yes.
I'm not a great baker, I love cooking, but, you know, it's such a good thing if this was local to us, I think he'd be down there with a cake in his hand.
And what about these days when you hear so much about people who are allergic to different things in cakes, you know, gluten-free and dairy-free and nut-free and things? Do they have to sort of announce what's going into their cake so that you know whether they're safe to eat?
Yes, they do. There's also on our website, there's a allergy notice. And so on the entry form, they have to write down, you know, what allergens are actually in their cake, so that we know when we come to sell them.
Yeah. So do you get many that have got nuts and flour and stuff in them?
Yes, we do. Yes, yes, obviously we do.
So it's a bit of a risk because people might not realise that, you know, flour has got gluten in or something, might they? They might not put anything about it. So.
Yeah.
I think that people that aren't severely allergic perhaps won't take the risk at all.
Of buying, no, probably not.
But you know, it has changed, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
We have to be so careful.
Yes,
now.
We do. Yes, yes. But there is a place on the entry form to write down what allergens are in it. So.
Yeah. And so how would you mark those on the day if they've got something in them? Do you have a little notice against them or something?
Well, they're just marked the same, obviously. I mean, some people did enter vegan cakes, which was, you know, very good. But yes, they're not marked any differently. It's just making people aware when they come to buy them that they have, you know, maybe gluten or nuts or something in them. That might not be.
So I see that they've got a couple of hours to actually do the tasting and everything, the judging.
Yes, they do.
Can you actually watch them doing that judging, or is it sort of in a private room somewhere?
No, last year it's all on Monument Green in Weybridge. Last year all the gazebos were open, so everybody could watch them being tasted. We haven't decided this year whether we're going to close it or keep them open.
I think keeping them open is cruelty, isn't it? Watching everyone else tasting cake and you're outside. No,
yes,
I don't.
That's true.
I think
it's
nice to have a bit of transparency, I think. I don't know whether that's right or not.
Yeah,
quite
well, we'll see. I'm sure we'll keep them open, actually. And
and so also, would they give feedback on cakes at all to anybody? Or is it just on the winners? They say, well, this was nice and it won because... And if someone came up to them and said, oh, what did you think of my cake? Would they be honest and open about that or not?
I think some of the judges were asked last year what they thought. Yes, and they were very happy to comment and give advice as to, you know, what could have been done to have improved it maybe or, or presentation,
So who chose the theme this year then?
It was chosen by Jonathan and Chris Backman. Because that's the category that they will be judging.
I think it's a great category, a great choice, actually. Yes. Because there is so much you can do.
Well, yes, it gives a lot of options, I think. Yes, yeah, lots of clever. Options, yeah. Yes, yeah.
And it opens up the door to a huge amount of creativity, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. Whether that will make it easier or not, I don't know.
And it's quite nice because it's close to Easter as well. Yes. So we've got the bunnies and
Yes.
And when they're doing the decorating of the cakes, are they allowed to use things that you can buy commercially to decorate them, or do they have to make the decorations themselves?
I think it's better if they, you know, do it themselves rather than buy things commercially. Mm. That sort of defeats the challenge.
But I thought if you saw one that won and it was all with commercial decorations, you think, oh, I know why that one won.
Haven't got rules about that, but I'm sure it would be in the judges' minds that
you think they'd know if it was a professional decoration.
Yes, I would think
you?
So. Yes.
Gosh, that's amazing, isn't
it? Yes.
So, are you entering at all yourself?
No.
Well, you'd like to.
I should be too busy.
Yes, exactly.
I would like to. But,
I think you'd be really busy. Actually, I think you'll have double the amount, because once the word gets out, increases the interest, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So what did Ruth have to say last year? Did she like cakes and things?
She did. I mean, she was absolutely amazing. I mean, she unfortunately had the largest category, so she had our family bakes, and she tasted every single one. And, you know, she was with us from, about 11 in the morning and didn't go home until the end of the day, about 3 o'clock. Mm. She was amazing. Wow. She was really good. Mm. Really got stuck in and...
Yeah.
Yes. Great choice of person to have, actually.
Yes, she is. And she's local and she shops in Weybridge, so... Yeah. Yes.
She didn't bring Eamon along then to taste them?
No.
That would have been a hoot.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, brilliant.
That's really nice, actually, isn't it, as well? So do many men enter or not?
Yes, we had quite a few men entering. Yes, we did last year, so hopefully we will again this year.
Yeah, because at one time it was thought to be a bit sort of almost puffy to be a baker, wasn't it? When years ago, men never went in the kitchen, let alone made a cake, did they? You know, if my dad had brought out a cake, we would have thought, what, he's made a cake, you know? Yes. Whereas now it's quite acceptable, isn't it?
It is, more so these days, yes. I mean, we have so many male bakers.
We do.
Thank goodness.
Actually, the males were the bakers in the old days, weren't they? They were the ones that... there were a lot of male bakers, as in bread out of the ovens.
Yes, yes, that's right.
So
yes.
I don't know where they disappeared to for a little while.
Exactly. And what about professionals? I mean, would you allow somebody who did it as a job to enter or not?
Yes, it's open to everybody. So, yes.
Because they must have been a bit let down if they do it as a profession. They don't actually win. Mustn't they? They must think, perhaps I better employ this person on my staff who's actually won.
I suppose that's the gamble of any competition, isn't it?
Totally.
Yes, it is. And it's, at the end of the day, down to the judges and what they feel, is the winner.
Fantastic.
Jill, about how you register, what you can see on their website. So, Jill, over to you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, anyone who wants to register, if you go to the website, which is www.allaboutweybridge.co.uk/cakeoff, and there's an entry form there that you can print off and bring with you on the day, and also register with me. My email address is also there.
Lovely. Well, good luck with that. And I think hopefully the weather will be lovely, so lots of people will come down.
Hopefully by then.
Be tasting it. Yes, and good luck. Hope it arranges lots of money for your charity.
And you'll hopefully have a really busy market day.
Yes, we will.
It's also something else, isn't there?
Yes, we have a market also going on. So we've got about 17 stallholders coming down with food and drinks and crafts and all sorts of things. So
sounds like a lovely day out, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And the date again is?
It's Saturday the 5th of May.
Right, so coming up quite soon then.
Yes, very soon.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.